Java will lift the photo.
Roll the chicken joint generate the future.
We take the ugly time to a motherfucking
zombie man. Then you be our slave man. Roll the chicken bones,
man. The future.
I hear voices.
Human-animal hybrid.
The Echelon program.
We have been warning you that the rise of machines throughout the world has a potential for terrible evil.
The humans are long gone.
Breaking news from the Dark Fiber feed. Hackers briefly overwhelmed at least 3 of the 13 computers that help manage global computers traffic yesterday in one of the most significant attacks against the internet since 2002. Experts said the unusually powerful attacks lasted as long as 12 hours but passed largely unnoticed by most computer users. Computer scientists worldwide raced to cope with enormous volumes of data that threatened to saturate some of the internet's most vital pipelines.
Anomalies in the system.
The Homeland Security Department confirmed it was monitoring what it called anomalous internet traffic. There is no credible intelligence to suggest an imminent threat to the homeland or our computing systems at this time, said a visibly shaken HSD representative at today's news conference. The motive for the attacks was unclear, said Duane Wessels, a researcher at the Cooperative Association for Internet Data Analysis at the San Diego Supercomputing Center. Maybe to show off or just be disruptive. It doesn't seem to be extortion or anything like that, Wessels added.
Anomalies in the system.
Other experts said the hackers appeared to disguise their origin, but vast amounts of rogue data in the attacks were traced to South Korea, Iran, Ukraine, and other, unspecified, sources. The attacks appeared to target Ultra DNS, the company that operates servers managing traffic for websites ending in the .org and .gov suffixes, experts said.
Anomalies in the system.
Officials with Noidstar Incorporated, which owns Ultra DNS, confirmed only that it had observed an unusual increase in traffic. Among the targeted routes servers that manage global internet traffic were ones operated by both the Defense Department and the internet's primary public sector backbone. There was what appears to be some form of attack during the night hours here in California and into the morning, said Labia, chief technical officer for the Plurimedia Group.
Anomalies in the system.
She said the attack was continuing and so was the hunt for the origin of the anomalies. I don't think anybody has the full picture, Labia said. We're still analyzing the data. Yesterday's attack was more serious than attacks against the same 13 root servers in October 2002 because black technology innovations in recent years have increasingly distributed their workloads to zombie computers located around the globe, making tracing efforts virtually impossible. PMG contributor, XNICK Jesk Schnoon.
Defu Isa-san, he's a very sexy baby. Cyberpunk Radio is lacking good baby.
Richard Hunter and his tune called Tongues of Machines.
At bbc.co.uk. The internet. At bbc.co.uk. The internet.
Right on. One word. bbc.co.uk.
The internet.
We speak in the tongues of machines. We speak in the tongues of machines. We speak in the tongues of machines.
We'll be right back.
naked web page, super heavy road page. www.makes sense, doesn't it?
What language is this?
We speak in the tongues of machines. We speak in the tongues of machines. We speak in the tongues of machines.
Cortex commands us to listen. Cyberpunk Radio San Francisco. Cyberpunk Radio San Francisco.
Donna K. Honey and the Cowpokers perform Cyber Cowboy.
Boyfriend out in cyberspace.
Cyberspace.
A computer is just as good as any place.
Any place.
Problem is, he's got three eyes and his 18 toes took me by surprise. Scaly skin and knobby knees, but that little cyber darling sure does what I please. Oh, cyber cowboy, email me today. We'll pretend we're normal people. What do you say? He told me that he was really tall.
Really tall, really tall.
That he looked like a model with muscles and all.
Muscles and all, muscles and all.
But when I met him, I saw one little flaw. He looked like my grandma. Just like my grandma. Cowboy, email me today. We'll pretend we're normal people. What do you say? Today. we'll pretend we're normal people. What do you say?
Get lonely too, machines.
No, machines get lonely too, you know, machines.
Cyberpunk Radio San Francisco. It's time to take a little journey.
We have been warning you that the rise of machines throughout the world has a potential for terrible evil.
They've been notified at this point.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they're saying it in
San Diego. Double check with security, make sure we keep that area clear.
Interruption imminent. Incoming anomaly. Jamming signal detected. Transmission interruption imminent.
That's affirmative, it's increasing.
Jamming signal detected. Transmission interruption imminent. Incoming anomaly.
You're listening to Cyberpunk Radio, a submask of the Greater Mental Asher Plura Media Group. Cyberpunk Radio operates deep within the Mental Asher Matrix, transmitting from unknown locations, another pirate radio station. Please patronize our parent portal at mentalasher.net, the Plura Media Group.